Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast. This is Jess McKenna. That one is
Zach Reno.
Whoa, we said our own names.
We got Brett Morris. That feeling when the acoustic chord hits.
We got Dana Wickens on the throne that is a cajon. We don't have Scott Passarelli, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings today. We are doing just a cozy little fan band living room episode.
We got Boo in the room.
I'm sorry, but Boo seems like she wants a book really
bad.
Yeah,
Boo is
like
trying to get a cookbook specifically.
Book on so your bookshelf.
What you don't know is that much like a castle, behind these books is a secret place where cats go.
This is a feature that I find really slaps, which is the bookshelf for cookbooks.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice little...
I like
also
that.
Also, the hidden compartment slaps.
Oh, my gosh. He really removed books so that Boo can go back there.
Anything to have her stop making noise would be great.
Ooh, boo, boo, boo.
And not pee on things, which we're all on Boo watch during this particular recording.
Boo watch.
The thing that I love about the dynamics of Zach's three cats is, to me, I can really very quickly point like sibling energy on them, where she's the middle child, only girl, and sometimes she's just like, I need my own space.
Yeah.
My brothers are like in my way and I need to pee on something so that they know it's mine. Dad, give me a phone in my room.
I don't know what it is. I'm like so... I have absolutely no problem with people referring to their cats as their children. We don't do that in our home. There are friends who live here.
Sure.
I don't know why that is or why, like... I mean, some cats straight up are siblings with each other, right? Mine are not. They're, I guess, adopted siblings.
They're like roommates.
They're roommates.
I mean,
worst roommates.
I'm feeling that more in their dynamic with each other and less in relationship.
Oh, yes. They are my family for sure, but they're not my children. They're
That makes
they're
sense.
Cats.
But she is the middle child.
Yes.
My mom takes like family dynamics into pet world, like, very strongly, where every pet has their last name. Like, even if the neighbor's cat, they've never referred to Tiger as, you know, with a last name. She will say, "Oh, Tiger Busby, Tiger Busby, you came over today."
The cat, mom.
Yeah, you know our neighbor, Tiger Busby.
Yeah.
And then, like, my cats were brothers. To me, like, she referred to them as my brothers, and she has like grandchildren who now Pauline the tortoise is her granddaughter.
That's sweet. Yes. My mom acted that way when my sister got my sister and her husband got their first dog. She was like, "This is my grand dog," and she buried one time, and he was a tiny dog named Napoleon. Ha ha ha! And
ha ha
ha ha! Without saying ha ha ha, and one time my mom was like dog sitting, but only like for a part of a day or something. My sister dropped Napoleon off at her place, and when my sister picked Napoleon up, my mom was like, "Yeah, he did really well. I took him out this time, blah blah blah." And then I took him for a drive. my sister was like, "Why?" Yeah. And my mom said, "Because he looked like he wanted one."
My mom has done that.
Oh, fully. Yeah,
she took our cat Fievel for a drive to see the goats.
I'm sorry, you had a cat named Fievel.
Yeah.
That really goes against what Fievel stands for, which is no cats in America.
Well,
Brett's family, that really cats
he looked like a little
amazing.
Mouse when he was a kid.
Aww, yeah. A little mouse cat.
All of Brett's family's cats have like the best names like on earth. Yeah. Like fully like best
Lester,
pet names.
Yeah, Lester was the best.
Yeah, Lester...
So if you this is your first episode you're listening to, this is a fan band episode where we just chat with the band. Did you say that already?
I sort of said it, and
I was distracted by cats.
No worries. I said we didn't have Scott. We were doing a cozy fan band. We're in Zach's living room. I mean, very responsible to think of a first time listener, but that I guess I just don't
but
think
there
of
are,
them.
But there are. You don't exist yet. We only have listeners that are remembering.
But yes, okay, so this is a podcast where we improvise musicals, but we also do episodes where we chat as the off-book fan band, and we do one-off songs. And normally Scott, our pianist, is also here, but couldn't make this recording, and we normally are not in Zach's living room with cats. So, I don't know. Chaos so, energy. Get what you get.
Yeah. It's because why, Dana?
What?
The chaos energy is because why?
Oh,
because
Mars is in retrograde.
That's right.
Obviously. I mean, I shouldn't have even had to like say it because I know that everybody listening already knew why the chaos energy was happening. But I'll just say it just in case you forgot. Mars is in retrograde, not Mercury, Mars.
And then you said that it was going to mean sludge and things are going to be slow. But then you also said it was sign dependent. So are there certain signs that... are better or worse pairs with
yeah,
Mars.
Yeah,
who's
there
having
is.
A, who's having a great
think,
time right now?
I don't think anybody's having a great time.
What about a fucus? We talked about a fucus on this podcast, didn't we?
I know
we?
That they said what? That there was like, I thought I read another article that was like, there were certain signs that were feeling it the worst. I think like Virgo was one that was feeling it pretty hard.
Doesn't Virgo always feel it kind of hard?
I mean, yeah, because if you're Virgo, you're very organized. You're very like focused. You're like the leader. So I can imagine that like with your like normal signs energy, if things are going backwards or slow. You're
now here
frustrated.
I think because I'm an Aries, I'm a fire sign and Mars is the red fiery planet. Aries and Mars are the same god. I sort of feel like maybe this is my time.
That's legitimate.
Oh yeah, you're like leaning into
I'm
it.
I'm leaning into it.
I support that.
Ooh, red little planet, fourth rock from the sun. God of war, if we're talking about the god. Switch it up in your speech, switch it up in your speak, and move it over to Aries if we're talking about Greek. Fire sign, what is good, what is mine, fire sign.
So strong and also tall.
Zeus,
that's one. He's the king of the gods.
Hera,
ooh, that's another one. And she and Zeus are often at odds.
We got Hades and Poseidon. They are brothers of Zeus.
And oh, those three brothers, when they get together, it gets cuckoo.
We got Ares, we got Artemis, we got Apollo, all start with A.
We got Hermes, which is, I think, the same pantheon as the ones you said.
Aphrodite,
and Hephaestus,
yeah.
Dionysus, and lots
of
others.
Good, what is mine?
Sometimes it's easier, you don't even have to plan it, because the names of the gods are just the names of a bunch of planets. We got Venus, we got Neptune, we got Mercury and Mars.
And then, also Jupiter. Jupiter is Zeus.
And Earth is also Zeus.
But fire signs, a pantheon of gods that we made. Fire sign, I'm doing great with Mars in retrograde, 'cause I'm a fire sign. Took a hard turn and just had us do god trivia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The gods!
The gods!
The list of
the
gods!
The
list of the gods!
List of the gods!
Video game Hades has never been so useful as right now.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have to do reports on the gods? Like in ninth grade, did you read that Edith Hamilton book?
Definitely not ninth grade, but I do feel like
that feels familiar.
Yeah, one of the neurons in my brain is being like, yeah, we did that at one point.
It's knock, knock, yes.
I really
but its pathway is covered in crud. It can't get that information out to the front. Sorry, bud.
I remember like this hidden corner of the elementary school library that I'd always go to.
Hidden corner.
Where the cat's boo would like go for like specific books.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was like the old Greek myths, but they had these like really cool illustrations.
The dark text.
But it part of the like library the coolest shit ever. It was like the Hydra and like these amazing, you know, warriors and gods and stuff. And
oh, children, you are so excited to come into the library.
And we know that you may be. Yes, it is the two-headed librarian. And you may be familiar with the history books, the reference section magazines. Sure, those are fun. Can I interest you in the dark corner? Where the dark and eldritch texts swell?
Oh, yes. And where Dewey Decimal has no power.
Dewey Decimal cannot hope to categorize or organize these texts, for they are not included in the record.
No reference number, no card catalog for these tomes.
What kind of books, you ask, are contained?
What kind of... Yeah, that is what we asked.
Yes. Well, if you haven't asked yet, you're about to know the answer to. Well, of course, there are cool things about heroes, but there are also even darker and more eldritch texts, such as this.
Choo, 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 choo.
The Book of Trains.
The Book of Trains.
Satan's Method of Conveyance. On the track, see the smoke, feel the sky, watch the sky turning black.
Shovel coal into the maw, watch it burn. Covering the country in steam, this is what you'll learn when you read the dark text.
The book about trains. When you read the dark text,
making tracks in your brain.
It's the dark conveyance, and when you ride, you will never be the same after the dark text. Hey, the book about
trains.
It's a book about trains.
Choo choo choo. If you dare,
do you see the caboose bringing up the derriere?
At the helm, you might think there is an engineer, but it's Satan driving this iron horse, my dear.
That's right, because Satan is the conductor. And skeletons shovel the coal, and ghosts grease the tracks so that the train will hold.
And when they forged the golden stake, when the tracks melted coal,
could you? What will you do when the train comes for you and the sky turns from blue?
What's in this little corner if you're interested?
About the train ride to hell and back.
Round trip. Round trip. And back. And back.
Round trip.
Choo-choo-choo Hadestown. That was accidentally the plot of Hadestown. We accidentally connected two giant themes, which were like steampunk choo-choo.
I never have seen Hadestown. Is there a train to hell in Hadestown? That's great.
Yes, we accidentally, a song about
we were
like
starting
Greek
a song
gods.
About a dark text, and then a train went by. And I live near the train.
And that is.
Don't dox me. There's a lot of trains.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Don't dox me.
Don't dox me, listeners.
What?
I wasn't talking to you.
No,
I know.
But
I looked at you because you're the person that make eye contact.
I know.
You read the mind of the listeners.
You were all thinking, oh, he lives near you. I know. I'm in your ears right now, and you heard that information. You're like, Zach lives near a train. I bet I can find this guy.
I'm gonna look up
you
that
can't.
Train.
Oh, lives near a train. That's the part I was missing.
Mm.
Yes.
And also don't live near a train station.
Yes.
You have to check near all the train tracks.
No, you're giving them more details. Now they're going to figure it out.
Dox him. Oh, we're begging
you.
It
sucks. I'm just about to say my address, Brett, and you just bleep it. Just cut to the chase.
Wow, I can't believe how much that was accidentally Hadestown. Okay.
Sorry, Hadestown. But we're famously difficult to sue. So,
yeah. People have tried
good luck.
And they fall at our feet.
Yeah.
We get so many ding dongs, you've been served. And then we go, are we? And they go, never mind.
Like, who are you? And they say, the mouse. We say, like, the mouse, like Disney the mouse. They say, yeah. We say, get out of here. They say, okay.
If there's one thing Offbook has, is a very strong legal team.
Sure.
We have a really strong legal team.
We have a strong legal team.
Extremely strong.
Extreme legal team.
Extreme.
I'm public defender. Yeah.
No, we got private defenders too. We got public private defender collab.
I was sort of making a transition where I was imagining like an X-Men team made of super lawyers.
That's good. Let's do that.
I'm public defender. Yeah.
I'm a paralegal. Yeah. I'm the sidekick, the public defender.
And we actually don't have to stay in character. That was sort of just like a one-off joke.
Okay,
about,
good,
like,
because I didn't have a backstory or anything.
It's okay.
Isn't it so funny when you're in like acting class and they...
Right, Brett?
Right, Brett and Dana?
Yeah.
Listen, we can all talk about this.
So funny.
Brett Def knows.
It's so funny when you're doing viewpoints.
Well, the end of the sentence was...
Sorry, dude.
I feel like... No, it's okay. First of all, it is so funny when you're in acting class, so you're not wrong. It's so funny. But I feel like, especially in high school, there's like, they give you a sheet. And I get the impulse behind it, because it's like, go out and really think about your character and like where they've been and what their job was. But the sheet always had things like, you know, what's their favorite food? What's their favorite color? What's something that scares them? What's the thing they love? Like, as if it's like... as if the whole play is about them, when in reality, your character is like the second guard. And all that second guard really has to know is that his job is to not let people through the gate. And as long as he does that, like, you're chill. We don't need to know that he loves spaghetti and hates spiders. Those things won't be coming up. And we know that because we have the whole play.
Totally. On one of my first days in acting class, we did a different assignment where we took turns leading each other around the campus, one person blindfolded.
Oh, I think you've
in
said
character?
This before.
Not in character. It was about like observation.
Oh.
So it was like, what did you hear? What did you, how did it feel? And also just about, you know, trust.
Trust.
Trust is so important.
Trust
though.
Is like, whoa, actually, can we rap for a second about trust?
Yeah.
And I mean rap in like a more open
like rap
sense.
Like let's talk about
like
it.
Chat, you know, like
it's
when
about, it's
like
about
when your guidance
it's
counselor
about trust.
Moves his
still
chair around
every line.
Yeah.
Well, your guidance counselor
like flips their chair around and is like, can we rap for a second? Sometimes college isn't for everyone.
And it's not for you. If you don't want it.
If you don't want it. Go ahead, Brett. I don't know. We'll find something.
I'll do it.
Yeah, do it. Love it. make a promise, let's make a vow. Let's seal it with our pinky somehow, and that we'll be friends forever or bust. I'm building that little bit of trust, and you make a little bracelet, and you wear it, it's just string, but you put it around your wrist, and now it's a meaningful thing. Circle of trust, ooh, come in my circle of trust.
A bracelet is a circle of trust.
Come in my trust, ooh, my circle of trust.
A bracelet is a literal circle of trust. Sitting in the woods, roasting marshmallows, telling stories with all of your camp fellows. Three of you have bracelets and two of you do not. And then a bear shows up and you gotta fight the bear. Well, what have you got? You have got two people that definitely have your back, and the other two people, well, who knows, they might act whack. If they're not in the circle, then the whole thing could be a bust. Better hand out those bracelets to expand the circle of trust.
Circle of trust. A circle of trust. A circle of trust. Get in here, you must. Because if I'm a big old brown bear and I'm sitting on my hind legs.
And you are.
And I'm looking at you and you're sitting in the woods and I think, what should I say? Good thing I'm a bear and that makes sense. Why would I say the word pretzel when I meant the word bracelet?
Well, what is a pretzel but a bracelet you can be tasting?
Maybe it's that the bear was, hey, this is just a morning record. And they were staying up too late watching an MSNBC if you can't afford. And they were like, ooh, look at the tallies. And they were like, my heart is beating fast. So it might make you say something like pretzel when that's not what you meant.
But also,
circle
I
of
want
trust.
A pretzel of trust. Need somebody to buy me a pretzel of trust.
Yeah, oh, and then have a little bit of salt on it.
On just that crispy crust.
Yeah, just a little bit of salt. Do it light, just like a dust. In the circle of trust.
Yeah. Hi, we here at Aunt Aunt's Pretzels have a lot of products, and we would like you to try our newest one, the Pretzel of Trust, the pretzel that you give to friends. Now for only $2.99, a delicious buttery pretzel with a little dust of salt that you can give to show your friends that you would be there for them in a bear attack.
Dip it in cheddar sauce.
Aunt Anne's pretzels.
Oh my God. I really just had to be honest about my brain completely going off the rails.
Listen, pretzel.
Sometimes you say pretzel. Pretzel.
Why the hell would I say pretzel when I meant bracelet?
It makes sense to me. The shapes are the same.
Yeah,
depending.
I guess so. Whew. More like my brain was a knot.
Hey.
Pretzeled up in there.
We're going to go eat some pretzels, but we'll be right
back after this.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
And now we're back.
Okay, so.
Timestamp. The election results are being tabulated as we speak. For yeah. What election? I don't know.
A bunch
you,
of
you figure it out. You got, we gave you all the clues.
Yeah.
We can dox you.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
don't dox me.
I feel like it will be stressful to actually talk about, but I'll speak more broadly, which is that, like, I think we just, for me at least, my body remembers what election week feels like. And even if I try to be really zen about it, I can't.
You're like a cicada. You know when it's time to come
out
of the ground.
Exactly. So I was like watching stuff, even though I know it was going to take a while to know for sure. And I was still just like, show me the map. Mm-hmm. Show me the little wall
show
of the map.
Show me the big man with the color map.
Yeah. And I was like, why am I like addicted to this? But so yeah, I do feel like I slept slightly weirdly. And then I said the word pretzel when I meant the word bracelet. And I just want to be honest with you, the listeners who've been here for a long time, and you, the one new listener. Wow. What a first weird episode for you.
Yeah, welcome to the party. It's this.
Last night I felt exactly the same way, where we were just sort of like zonking out, like at the, you know, like at CNN giving live updates, and I was just like, just something about, like, even though it was just like crawling in,
yeah,
somehow it feels like good or like productive to watch, where it's like, I don't know.
It's just that,
like,
I know I won't be able to ignore it anyway. Yeah. So I'm like, right. Well, I might as well watch it. But but then I had a great walk on this beautiful morning. I'm feeling great, but I was like, oh, my brain is not there.
Sometimes that happens, those little short circuits, but it is a beautiful day. We've just got some rain in Los Angeles. So we don't
know. Now everyone's going to know where you live.
Okay. We need to talk to you two about what doxing is and how it works. Cause it's not time dependent unless this is being streamed and we think people are going to show up here now.
They might SWAT you.
They might SWAT
They're
me.
They're going to SWAT.
Okay.
And
I actually
dox.
Don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Oh, SWATting was like a prank that people did to, it is like a version of doxing where it was like,
bad.
It was very bad. It would be like, they didn't like the way you were playing Call of Duty online. And so they would send like a SWAT team to your house.
It's like a fake call.
Oh,
you call
right,
the cops
right,
and be
right,
like,
right, right, right. Yes,
there's
that's a crime, if I recall.
Yes, it's definitely a crime. It's definitely a crime.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Yes, we knew
Brett,
we got...
what's up with you?
What's up with me?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get...
fucking deal, man?
I was just enjoying
No,
the show.
I was going like an opposite direction.
No,
like,
Jess, let me pick. I see what you're putting down. Brett, what's your fucking problem? Because Jessica and I agree, something's going on. So, like, what the fuck's the deal, my guy?
I was more of those, like, oh, let's get some new source material. Like, right. What do you got, bud?
Oh, my God. I have...
Rather than my...
I feel so boring right now.
No, wait. Breed, I have a story for you to tell, but I'm not going to tell your story. You should talk about the show you went to this weekend and the person that was sitting next to you.
Oh, okay.
Cute.
So I,
that was cute.
What a cliffhanger, Dan.
Yeah,
that
was,
I
kept it.
I guess.
No, it was great. It was great.
I went to two shows this weekend.
Cool.
Ooh, Mr. X.
One of them was very cool. One of them was half cool for me and half deeply uncool.
Okay.
So first one, we'll get it out of the way. It's this band Turnstile. They rule.
Oh, yeah.
And
I've seen them at Coachella.
Yeah. They were awesome.
They're great.
The Shrine was like completely packed with like young people out to like...
Did you mosh?
What kind of band are they?
They're
sort of like light hardcore, but they're not. Like, they're accessible.
A few years ago, sorry, boy, this is supposed to be about Brett. Quick side story. Years ago, Coachella introduced like a small indoor stage, the Sonora, I think, that like would have hardcore shows, punk shows, pop punk shows, and they'd be inside and they like basically built a grimy bar like vibe in the middle of like the Coachella like sunny desert, like, hey, Coachella. Then you could go into like this one area that you would mosh. And it would, I got brought in there by my friends, Chris and Molly, shout out. And they, for like Turnstile or a couple other like groups like that, where we were like, go throw some bows at 1:30 at Coachella with like 20 other people. Yeah.
Okay.
Like a very early set, because that's not like a big band for Coachella. You know, that they're too small to have like a big set there. Yeah.
But you saw them, and they're
pretty huge.
But
now,
this is a few years ago. They've like,
right, they're like, they're huge.
Yeah,
now,
getting really
and it's
big.
It's just cool to see a band like that.
More and more people in the band.
Huge.
Yeah.
And like in their prime.
Yeah, there's like 30 people in
like
the band.
30 people.
You know. I
the freaking polyphonic spree.
Come from music like that. And
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
oftentimes now you go to the shows of your favorite and there's like older crowd and it's like past their prime and they're like awesome.
Did you mosh? Did you throw some
I didn't
bows?
Mosh, but I like sometimes to just, if I'm not quite in the mood to mosh, to be on the edge of the mosh pit.
Yeah, and just
get and then
some,
I'll get some action get to like throw someone back in.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I really like that. And I can kind of like protect my friends
hold
who
the
like
wall.
Don't want to do.
Yeah.
And who did you sit next to in that one?
What was that?
And who did you sit next to in that
I
one?
I was standing in that one.
Okay, but who did you
but
sit next
I
to?
I was next to Kevin, Chef Kevin.
Chef Kevin,
and
shout out.
Josh Richmond, you might know.
Producer Josh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a boys' night.
That was the cool show.
Shove.
That was a cool show. The less cool show was, I have to go back a few weeks and just say, like, pandemic is like, you know, felt like it was subsiding a little bit, and I felt like ready to go out to shows again, which I've been missing.
Listen, everyone's thinking, navigating the public spaces right now.
I was
now,
like, backwards engineering, like, what show, like, what are my bucket list shows? Let me get back out there. I haven't even looked up tickets for a while. And I was like, who are my favorite musicians? And I was thinking Jeff Beck. He's like one of my absolute favorite guitarists of all time. He's old now, but he's still amazing. But, and I looked him up and I was like, oh my God, November 6th, he's in town. Like, what luck, you know, like I'll get tickets like right away. I was like just pumped to see a show. And then and this is someone who's like, he's sort of in the jazz space, but he's a rock guy. And he like has very advanced bands who are like playing incredible musical stuff, you know, very advanced musicians. It auto populated my Google Calendar with the event. And I look on it and it's like Jeff Beck and Johnny Depp, which I did not see when I pulled the trigger for the show.
Oh my
God. And I was just like, no,
oh,
like
no.
What? Like, what are you talking about?
Oh my gosh.
The worst possible combination I can ever think of.
That is the funniest person to be billed.
It's so funny and also horrible.
You got tricked into seeing Johnny Depp.
Fully tricked. I was
like
cackling.
My favorite guitarist with my least favorite guitarist, or barely could be called.
Yeah,
that
also
that is
like
a funny
the many things we don't like about Johnny Depp, but it's also just like, yeah, he's not a musician. Like
no.
You know, like
just like
describing Johnny Depp as your least favorite guitarist is extremely funny.
It's very funny.
So you're like, what do you think of Johnny Depp? That fucking guy's my least
favorite guitarist.
He's
so
I have many problems
man.
With him, but that's one of them.
Yeah,
dude cannot play.
I've never seen him play without a capo.
Not my first thought about Johnny Depp.
No, I think it's just funny. Y'all, I don't even want to.
Anyway.
I was about to suggest people start a thing, but I actually don't think going on the internet and mentioning Johnny Depp in sort of any form is a good idea.
No, you don't want to bring that.
Don't do it. Attention.
But anyway, the guy next to me, it was full of like very old men.
Like, and one Johnny Depp.
All right,
and
let's just
some of them trying to be Johnny Depp, but the one next to me was falling asleep within the first song.
Oh my gosh. Got
back, and the whole time he was doing the thing of like rocking back and forth in his sleep.
Literally, you know, Brett was sending me videos and I was like, because also another boys' night for Brett, but I was like crying laughing that literally like every video he sent was just like old. Not shading the olds, but it was just like old, like solo men, then they're on their own going to see this, you know, Jeff Beck, whatever, or Johnny Depp. But then you had the guy next to Brett instantly, it was like second into the set, asleep and like truly like
amazing.
Head heavy. I was laughing so hard. I wasn't even there and I was laughing so hard. So funny.
Go ahead, Brett.
I don't know what more there is to say about
it. Oh, sorry. I meant play.
I mean, like, play your guitar, though.
I'm so sorry. I just didn't want to call the shot, but I was like, let's just give us something. Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
The shirt his wife laid out, it's not the one he would choose. He's got a phone on his hip, it's hooked to his belt. But listening to the music, he can't help but melt.
He's just an old man, solo at a concert.
Less cool thing this week, which is I went to the Lemley Theater to watch the broadcast version of the National Theater production of The Seagull.
Woo!
Y'all fuck with Chekhov?
Okay, so it was so boring. No.
Okay. So one of the things, theater's been evolving in so many ways, but since the times of Shakespeare, one of the trends is theaters are getting shorter, y'all. And we're okay with that.
Yeah.
Because in Shakespeare's time, if I may.
Please.
If I may, in Shakespeare's time, when they played the Globe Theater, the first one, before it burned down.
Are you talking about Elizabethan times?
In the Elizabethan times. One, it was the only entertainment you would see for months on end, and so it was okay to be long. Two, the audience was raucous. And because of this, it was difficult to hear things sometimes, and so most Shakespearean plays contain the same information three, perhaps even four times. And nowadays, though, we don't gotta do it that long. Hey, movies, you don't have to be that long anymore.
You don't have to be that long. I love Chekhov. I love The Seagull. Was in a production of it in May.
You were in a great production. Trimmed down. Didn't feel like I missed anything at all.
Trimmed a lot of trims. This was a new adaptation of it that set it in the modern time. And they truly, I think the direction was, speak as slowly as possible. It was 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Hey, actors, being slow is not being meaningful.
This production was like, we are here to show that if we don't speak as slowly as possible and have many long pauses, then we are not acting and we are actually not telling the story. It was also staged in such a way where it was just like a blank wooden box, which is okay.
Giving you nothing.
Everyone was barefoot. There was just chairs. Everyone was on stage the whole time. And they only looked at each other at very specific moments. So everything was said completely out to the audience. The fourth act where Nina is like going crazy, her long story about like, here's what happened and Constantine, we're both doing it. Look at you, Kostya, you're a writer and I'm an actress. That took like an hour on its own because Dracarys, Amelia Clarke, who was lovely in the other acts, and I'm chalking this up to a lot of this probably directorial, played Nina in this production.
Daenerys was Nina.
Yes.
Okay.
Which was also odd because Nina's supposed to be like 19 and they changed it where they were like, they said she was 27, but they made Kostya 20 and they made Trigorin like 28. It was like a lot of the age dynamics were not helping the narrative. Anyway, I don't need to get deep cut on the seagull, but I was like, I'm going to sleep. I made like the conscious choice to stop trying to be awake. I was like,
I love it.
I was like, this is over actually faster.
I'm gonna time jump through this.
Yeah, I was like, exactly. I was like, I'm gonna make that a portal for myself and get to the other side because this fourth act is painful.
Can I rewind a little bit into this story? Because I think I have discovered who this. Thank you, Brett. Perfect rewind sound. I think I have discovered who this play was for. People that don't like eye contact and love to look at feet.
Oh, yes.
This was the feet seagull.
Yes, this was the feet seagull.
Everything about this is like, hey, you want to spend 5 hours looking at feet while people look at you in the eye? While people look, oh, sorry, you do like eye contact while people look directly in your eyes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want like an, I want like an audience member to get like kicked out for getting like too turned on
by all the bare feet.
They're just like, get out of here.
You little freak.
You're just like, absolutely.
You little
just
nasty
like,
football boy or girl. Coming to check out for the feet.
They're like, oh, you're going to the theater to look at feet, little football.
I wonder if every actor, you can't take pictures in a theater. Have we talked about Wiki Feet on this podcast?
I don't know. Okay. I like it.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't remember how it even occurred, where I was even introduced to it. It's just I apologize now for listeners who didn't have this information in your brain. You're about to have it in your brain.
Oh, everyone knows about Wiki.
Oh,
right?
Good. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, yeah.
For the one new listener who is new to the world today.
Yes, we have a new baby listening.
A new baby listening. First of all, good luck in object permanence. It's going to change everything for you once you get it.
Wait, can't wait for colors.
But like, the end thought is it's very funny when my women friends on Instagram are like, yeah, you can't have your feet in pictures.
Yeah.
It's the Wild West out there. Yeah. They'll get you.
I think a younger woman that I know, like put like, you know how some people, if they want to post pictures of their kids on Instagram but don't want to like put their face, they put like an emoji over their face to be like, our family did this cute thing but I don't want my kid's face
there's
out there.
A baby, you don't get to
so
see the baby
I have
yet.
Seen women do that to their feet where it's like
put a big foot emoji
put like a big so like funny. Heart sticker over like that sexy toe cleavage. So if you don't know what Wiki Feet is, it's where you can like look at hot foot pictures and you can get ratings, like actresses can have like,
maybe that's what I'm what's the rating site, is that Wiki Feet?
Yeah. It's like it's, you have like a 9.8 Wiki Feet
fucking
score.
Weird strangers rating the feet of people they don't know. Anyway, it's the Wild West. Yeah, sing the western song, Brett.
Ooh, yeah.
This is the tale of a dusty town.
Oh my gosh, Brett, beautiful. More of that.
Well, a stranger rode in after midnight on a horse as white as fresh driven snow, with his saddle and his pistol, riding incredibly slow. Townsfolk came out of the taverns and the general stores and the alleyways to watch this slow riding cowboy making his way. And they said, there ain't enough room in this town.
Pretty as though.
on my toesies, I pride myself on my arch. And if you come in here, cowboy, I'm gonna make your life real hard.
He got down off of his snow white steed and he walked to that boudoir. He put away his pistol and he picked up a guitar. He said, I will dance off with you, the tune I'll play is sweet. We'll have a duel at midnight to see who's got the prettiest feet. There ain't enough room in this town for feet as pretty as those. There ain't enough room in this town for all tails, pretty little toes.
And he played the tune, he played that tune so sweet. And they danced and they danced, showing off their pretty feet. He went like
bum 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 bum. Covered in dust, and the townsfolk cheered, and the townsfolk clapped, and they all had formed trust.
And they said, please don't fight, please give us this light. Why must we have foot when we could have feet?
Turns out there is enough
room in this town
for feet as pretty as those.
But only if you share with me your 10 little pretty toes.
What I'm gonna do with the mic?
Tumbleweed. All right. Well, listen, everybody. Here's the dealio. That's the end of this episode. And also, we have to have some real talk with you right now, which is that things are a little higgly piggly.
It's the holidays. It's time when people are out of town. We're still out of studio. And so Off Book will not be released as regularly. I had to give myself a second for my tongue to freak out a little bit. Off Book will not be released as regularly as weekly for the next...
till the new year.
Till the new year. So here's what we are going to do for sure. We got your Christmas episode. Don't worry. We're figuring it out.
We'll have at least one other special episode. There'll be at least two more new episodes after this episode. Throughout the end of the year, we'll probably release the audio of our Bourbon Room show.
That's right.
And for our Clubhouse members, we will watch this space for at least one little extra treat to tide you over.
We're trying to find something new for you. We really do appreciate all of your support. This time of year is always crazy, and it is particularly crazy for us right now because we're between studios. The recording's just real hard. So apologies if that messes with your vibe, but we're trying to figure it out, and thank you very much for your patience. We love you very much.
Yes, thank you so much, and good luck, little baby. Congrats on your first day.
Congrats on your first day. Weird that they put this podcast in your ears, but also your parents have good taste.
Good taste. Give it up for Brett Morris. That feeling when the chord hits, the licks on the acoustics.
Give it up for Dana Wickens on the throne that is the cajon, the boom in this room. Give it up for Boo. She's here too.
Give it up for yourselves. Thank you so much. We love you. We'll give you some fun stuff throughout the end of the year, and we'll be back in the new year. But as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you want to come into this pretzel of trust,
a sprinkling of salt is an absolute must.
Bye.
Oh.